Hey everybody, how you doing? Hey, listen up, I got a big announcement. Me and my friend Lexi Schlimmer of Hess Van Schlimmer Metalworks have recently teamed up for this year on November 24th, Riffs for Gifts. This will be a Toys for Tots charity rock show over at Pops in Sauget, Illinois, and we'll feature Outrun the Fall, The Poor, Steeples, Monk and the People, The Matching Shoe, and Silent Hollow. This will be a $10 donation at the door, or a $5 donation with a toy donation also. So we're going to try to raise a bunch of money and a bunch of toys for the kids, for the neighborhood, do a little good for the neighborhood. And I've heard a little rumor maybe that Santa Claus might be there, so that's really exciting. Can't wait to see you all out there. Again, November 24th, Riffs for Gifts over at Pops. More details will be coming soon, but do not miss this show. Biggest thing I've been a part of yet, and I'm so excited to see everybody. And it's going to be a great night for a great cause. See you all very soon. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, this is Lexi.
And Sid.
Of Hess Van Schlimmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlimmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlimmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Swing by and visit them anytime Tuesday through Saturday for a glass of wine, whiskey, or local craft beers. And stick around for the show Tuesday, October 9th. Rock Paper Podcast presents Singer-Songwriter Storytelling Showcase with Philip Russo, Matthew Hitchcock, and Samantha Clemens. 7 o'clock start for that show, $5 at the door. On Thursday, October 11th, The Two Tracks. Friday, October 12th, John Bonham and Friends. And Saturday, October 13th, Grass Fed Mule. Find all these shows and more at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey there, I'm Jordan.
And I'm Eric.
Of Shooting the Dog Shit.
And you're listening to
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out with the guys of Shooting the Dog Shit podcast.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Would you guys like to introduce yourselves for everybody listening?
Yeah, I'm Eric, co-host extraordinaire.
I'm Jordan.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you want? Like you want to know our life story?
I think you nailed it.
I'll give you a life story.
There we go. I do the social media and a lot of the talking. I'll speak for Jordan because he doesn't do it. What do you do?
Yeah.
What's your job?
I'm just the levels guy. I just check the levels, make sure we're good. No. Yeah. No. I do all the editing and all that. But yeah, I know. We're on Shooting the Dog Shit. That's what we do. Man.
That's who we are.
It's funny because if you're hearing this, there is a part two of this conversation that we you can find my appearance on Shooting the Dog Shit or if you're listening to that one and you're now tuning into this one, vice versa. There's 2 hours of entertainment here.
Welcome
for you.
Welcome to part two.
Welcome
to part one.
But I was telling you guys about when I started my show with my buddy Chris, and it was a lot of the same kind of stuff. I always compared us to like a baseball commentator. You know, it was like, okay, there was like the play-by-play guy and then the color commentator and stuff. Chris was like the true host of the show and had like, you know, he had actual radio background and stuff. But like I was the I would drop in with the dumb lines and stuff. And like, and so I was definitely the color commentator kind of. So it is funny how like you both have roles in the show and stuff, you know. Yeah. So
it works that way. I think if Jordan was a Chatty Cathy like me, we'd be just fighting for airtime, and then we'd
button heads, man.
We'd be probably flipping a coin every week who's gonna edit the podcast.
Right.
if he wasn't as into the editing aspect. But
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I like to talk.
Yeah.
It's gonna come out. I'm sorry, everyone, this episode. It's just gonna be me talking and Jordan will just pop in every once in a while. I'll try to let you I'll give you your shine.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We'll give it to you here.
Yeah.
Are you I know you guys did a swap cast, you called it.
A
little while back with what's the name?
Silver Screen Shuffle.
Yeah, there it is.
That's our real good buddy Justin, and I'll call David a friend too. I've known him for a while, but he's a real good friend of Justin's.
Yeah,
and it's a movie podcast. They sit down and check out, you know, the weekly box office stats and all this, and then they literally see like
they have the
five
movie
or six
pass
movies
or whatever,
a week.
Which is the movie pass is like dying now.
Yeah.
Because they've made it shitty.
Yeah.
You can't even like see like big movies with it or whatever. So they're movie guys. But
yeah.
Well, you guys, have you guys done much other podcasts, other people's shows and stuff?
No, we've each done our own individual episode of their podcast.
Right.
We also, this isn't our first podcast.
Oh my God. Oh,
okay.
Don't bring it.
We've recorded one episode of another podcast.
More than one.
Oh, you're right. It's probably maybe three or four.
We don't talk about those other ones, though.
No. we try not to talk
he
about
has
the first
audio.
I have audio from the first ever episode. Every once in a while, I want to do a little bonus.
Dude, it's literally not releasable content.
We can work around it. But it was another movie podcast about. You ever like watch Netflix on a PS3? No, okay. This was exclusive to people who had a
PS3.
Was it?
No one knew what this was.
I think on the Netflix app they had this thing called Max, and he was like a character almost like the paperclip for Microsoft Word.
Okay,
it was something like that, and he would help you find movies based on what you like. This they'll ask you questions. It almost felt like a game show that you were playing, and then at the end he would give you a bunch of movies to watch. So we would just sit there, kind of as a group, answer these questions, make fun of the stupid Max character, and I don't know, things got kind of weird.
And then we would do that. So then we had like parameters where I guess you couldn't have seen, because they would give you a movie suggestion, and then if anyone had seen that movie before, we would go on to the next, and then eventually we would find a movie on Max based on whatever the thing, and we would watch it.
Yeah, we wanted to watch new stuff. That's why, you know, we would just keep it next till we saw something new and that looked interesting. Yeah. But
so we would watch, you know, and then there were some really bad movies.
Yeah,
it was like some Iron Man, the Spider-Man movie. No, we watched Fargo though. That was
Fargo,
which was amazing. It's one of my favorite movies, and we watched it. Max suggested that, but Max has also suggested some really bad stuff. So that was That was like 3 or 4 years ago. And we had just, that was one where we had like, no, I mean, we didn't have any money. We were like in college, or I was in college and our friend Justin was, he was working or whatever, but we couldn't even afford the, you know, crap mics. Like we recorded on, I think, Jordan's phone.
Yeah.
And then that lasted like 3 or 4 weeks. And then I think I went back to college, our friend went back to college, and we just never picked it back up.
Yeah,
we were like, this isn't good, we won't do this again. Like this is our second or third. He's been on the Silver Screen Shuffle how many times?
A couple times.
Okay. I was on once.
Yeah.
And that was like truly us doing their podcast, like when we had the Swapcast.
Right.
It was a fucking disaster. It was fun, but I mean, it was not what their podcast is like at all.
Yeah.
Because they'll go over like what movies we've watched recently, and then they do the box office thing, and then
they have the news storylines, the movie news.
So yeah, we did actual like not together, but separate. We did their podcast and actually did their format. It was a total train wreck when they did ours. We talked about like the Jigsaw, which was like 9 months old when we recorded it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's like the last movie I've seen in theaters. And then they had just done a podcast, I think the day before they had done one of their own episodes. And so they didn't have any movies to talk about. So it was just like, we talked about White Castle for like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, can't go wrong there.
Right.
How do we start? I mean, you guys were talking about the other one that didn't go so well, but how do you revive the idea of wanting to do another podcast and start shooting the dog shit? And then
I think it kind of sparked from Indianapolis.
We
had a conversation before, but I think that really sparked, and then we sat on it for what? Anyway, we were in a couple years ago, almost 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, we were in Indianapolis at a Colts game. I'm a Colts fan. Go Colts.
Two years ago.
We're on our way back home, and it's like a 4-hour drive. Yeah. It's just the two of us in the car. And it's not like we haven't done that before. Like, we're best friends. It's happened. But we were just having such a good conversation. And by the time we get back home, we're like that. We could have recorded that. People could have listened to that. Now. I don't know. That conversation got a little weird. Points.
There was a couple points,
but we weren't on mic, so that was okay.
Yeah,
but
a lot of our conversation, we thought this would have been a great podcast.
Yeah.
Other than the things that were totally should never be talked about live on the air.
Yeah,
or not live, but.
But then probably maybe another year goes by, about a year probably.
Yeah, we didn't do anything with that idea,
and. I don't remember who said it first.
It was your idea.
Was it my?
Okay. Our friends at the Silver Screen Shuffle started their podcast. So I'm going to give them shit. So they started this idea of doing the podcast. And they're like, we're going to do the Silver Screen Shuffle. So they started doing the podcast. So it gets him kind of the itch of, man, we never did that podcast. We should do that. So then Jordan says to me, let's do the podcast. Well, we just immediately started. Like, we had the idea. We kind of made a soft plan. We recorded on the phone a first episode before we had a name. And then the whole first episode was just me and him bullshitting and coming up with the name of the podcast, which we did come up with Shooting Dog Shit. We have since deleted the audio. It was not good stuff. And we were like, that was wacky. We'll start at episode one, Shooting the Dog Shit. So then we just started releasing it. They had yet to release their podcast because they were doing practice episodes, which I think is stupid. And I told them, I was like, it's not going to be good. No one's going to listen.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's your first like five or six, however many episodes. Just release the damn thing.
Yeah. Nobody's going to be good in the first time.
No.
I was one of those practice episodes and I thought I was killer. Never got to hear it.
You weren't killer. None of us. I'm back and listen to an old episode. I say old. We're less than a year in, but I'm sure we'd be like, oh man, wow, we weren't even that good, but we thought we were better. But so we just started releasing it. We just we were on the phone, or we just started doing on his phone. Decent audio, in my opinion. If you compare it to the audio from when we were recording on a phone 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, when it was on, when we were doing that fucking Netflix Max thing, the audio was infinitely better whatever you have.
Right.
What do you have?
Then it was a Galaxy S8.
Okay.
Wow. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Galaxy S8 versus the Galaxy S, like, probably 4 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever he had back then. So, and then we picked up, and then I think for Christmas, he got shitty mics. And they're not good mics. And then that was our upgrade, which actually the audio, honestly, I think it's worse. But it picks up less echoes when you're doing it on microphones versus just throwing a phone out there in the middle. It'll pick up any little sound, a phone. But the mics at least hide sounds are like 50 yards away, but not.
Yeah.
He has dogs, and we recorded his house. Now, on these mics that we're recording on now, our mics. It doesn't pick up the dogs barking, but if you go back and listen to old Shooting the Dog Shit podcasts, dogs are barking on that.
Oh, yeah.
you'll hear dogs. You'll hear it all. Yeah. It's kind of funny how that came to be. But yeah. How did we even come up with the title?
I don't know. No, it was Aaron. Aaron helped us out a lot.
Yeah.
We were on the phone with Aaron.
My wife.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we called her and I was like, we just wanted to shoot the shit. Like, the idea was, I think, just for us to shoot the shit.
Sure.
And then I was like, well, Shoot the Shit's definitely, it should be the name of a podcast, and it just sounds generic. And then we used to call each other dogs. Still kind of do. It's still on my phone, and he's J-Dog, and I'm E-Dog in his phone, I would assume.
Yeah.
And then his fiance is J-Dog Chica in my phone. Not in her actual name. It's J-Dog Chica. Hopefully the same for my wife in your phone.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, E-Dog Chica. So.
Yeah.
That's just what we call each other in high school, E-Dog and J-Dog. So hence the dog, the D-A-W-G.
Right.
So it's kind of how it came to be. I mean, we've listened to podcasts. I listen to podcasts all the time. So been a fan of the medium since, I don't even know, probably 2013 or 14. Probably when I started listening to Comedy Bang Bang, You Made It Weird, WTF, Mark Maron.
Yeah.
And then just.
Yeah, those are all kind of the same ones I started out with too. So
we start, I mean, we,
yeah.
Jordan got me into podcasts back then, and I guess I didn't really know what they were. I was just like, whatever. Like, I kind of think I knew because in iTunes there was the podcast category, but right. I never knew what that meant. And you'd go to it, and I don't think comedy podcasts were, maybe they were there, but for the most part, it seemed like it was like the NPR type of stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, I always had it on my iPod also with the old iPod Classic, and it always had, you know,
our
podcast on there. Yep. It's like,
I never knew what to do with that.
Yeah. And when I finally started utilizing it, but yeah, I was like, for the longest time, I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know how to do podcasting and stuff, but,
what's your podcast app of choice that you listen on? I was curious.
Well, cause like I listened back to my own show on Spotify just cause like, I use it for everything, you know? But I, a lot of shows aren't on there. So I use Google Play probably the most, other than that.
Yeah.
But even that, like I have some shows I can't find on there that I listen to on Stitcher and stuff. So some of them varies, but, some of them are just hard to search for. And like, I've noticed like some of the different, search engines on, in between Stitcher and Google Play or whatever it is, some of them like pop up right away, and then some of them you'll get like thousands of them, and I'm like, how's like, it can't be 1,000 results for that right. one show name and stuff. So
I do Podcast Addict.
Yeah,
it's, and I think it's pretty good. I feel like it feeds from iTunes, but maybe not. It just felt that way. But that, I think I just discovered that when I started listening to podcasts. I think I just Googled podcast and Podcast Addict came up.
Yeah. I mean, it's all.
And it's right. more or less the same as long as you can find all of your podcasts on whatever sure. app you're on. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's hundreds of different podcast apps out there now and stuff. So.
Whatever one's free. Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm paying for my podcast app.
But I do like that Spotify has adapted podcasting now.
It is cool.
So.
Yeah.
We are not on Spotify.
Yeah.
We should get on. We should. Have you seen like is it beneficial for you as a podcaster?
I mean, it can't hurt. I mean, everybody got Spotify in their pocket now. So yeah. It's like, that's how I feel like, I mean, might as well put it in front of everybody where they're at. Like,
I don't listen to, cause I don't generally, but this is just me. I don't generally go to Spotify for podcasts for one reason or another. Maybe if there's an off, like a podcast that I don't subscribe to, maybe I have unsubscribed for one reason or another. I'm sure. Like, yeah, I haven't listened to this podcast in like 6 months. Why am I still subscribed on Podcast Addict? It's just messy. So then maybe randomly they have a good episode and I'm like, oh shit, I'll listen to them on Spotify. But I guess people are doing it now.
Yeah. I mean, if you had all your podcasts and all your music and everything all in one location, you know, it's convenience too. Yeah. So
we'll have to do that. I think at least our current hosting website, I think we'd have to pay more for Spotify.
See,
we'll look into that.
I got super aggravated with it because like when I was trying to get on there, because like I was like Google searching and everything. I'm like, I know podcasts are on there, like, what, why can't I get mine on there? Or what's the, you know, there was like some kind of form I had to fill out first. Yep. And it was like, I did that. And then like, I never heard anything back. And I'm like, is my show not good enough or what? Like, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah. I went through the same thing. Yeah. I just never followed up.
Yeah.
So I don't, words just not on there. Cause I never,
so
yeah, I tried and tried and tried and got nothing.
So I do my show through Libsyn as my server.
Okay.
And they, you know, they, of course they send it out to all the apps for me and stuff. And as my host, and then one day I'm on there and you can like literally like turn them on and off, like, YouTube, you know, iTunes, whatever, all the list goes there where all the distribution that goes to. And one day Spotify's on there and I'm like, all I had to do was click a button. I mean, I don't think it was always there, but like, why, I was like, why didn't anybody just tell me like, hey, just go to Libsyn and click that on. And like, so anyway, that's what got aggravating was like, and then like literally I did clicked a button and then like the next day, all my shows are on there. So the only thing I don't like is they only, not that like, it's not a big thing, but they only go back like 100 episodes. It's, you can't,
that affects you. Cause you have like 600 something episodes.
Your whole catalog is not on there, but it's, yeah, only your most recent 100 episodes are available on there. But I mean, still, that's a lot of episodes, but, so anyway, it just, I did notice that. I was like scrolling back one day and I was like, notice that it only goes to, I think a lot of the apps are that way, but,
See, I would look forward to getting to past 100 so that people aren't able to on Spotify find my old episodes.
Yeah.
It's
like,
you don't need to listen to that stuff. Our early episodes, for anyone who doesn't, you know, it's all our friends. Because that's kind of how we started, is we did, I mean, I didn't know to reach out to, you know, local comedians or, you know, other podcasts or whatever. We just had literally our friends on. So we just went down the list of our friends that we... And honestly, it was kind of fun because we were just like bullshitting and we got to know our friends on a different level.
I still do that, man. I still like, I mean, it's just a hangout. I mean, I love
talking. We still do, yeah.
I still love talking to music and comedy, obviously. But like, you know, I'm not opposed to if any of my friends want to join me and hang out. Like, it's just fun to have a nice conversation, getting to know some people and stuff. And, or reminiscing on, you know, telling dumb high school stories or whatever and stuff. And just having a good time with it.
No, it's fun. We try to at least get, you know, people that comedy, we're big comedy fans. So we ask some of the comedians, we've had our friend from high school, Kevin, Kwiatkowski, AKA KLD. KLD now? Yeah. He used
Kevin
to be
Lee Davidson.
Yeah. He does wrestling. Like, we've had him on, we had a golfer on. You don't have to listen to that episode. You know, don't listen to that episode. I had a great time talking golf with the guy, but I realized, oh God, I just eliminated everybody because no one knows anything about golf.
Yeah,
or some people do, but it was so specific that if you were just one of those random people who were like, oh yeah, I'll just listen to their, you know, they had a guy on, yeah, I'll just listen. Like that episode, you'd be like, these guys are fucking boring. They just talked about golf for 45 minutes.
If you think I don't talk a whole lot. I said zero words that entire zero.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, that was he couldn't keep
he
up.
Had to be wondering what I was doing across the table with a microphone in my hand for an hour. And didn't say a word.
Yeah,
I couldn't get in.
All right.
I love talking. He left.
He's a good
very
guy.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
He was like,
he's a great guy.
I don't think he knew what he was getting into. I don't care. I'll talk about it. Maybe he's listening. I don't know. I haven't mentioned his name, but yeah.
Yeah.
But that was fun. You know, we've comedy is kind of what we kind of come to, but you know, lately we've been not really with our friends as much. Like we have a couple friends, like our friend Ryan, we'll probably have an episode with him. He has nothing, you know, he doesn't have a podcast, but he loves coming on and we will drink, we'll smoke a cigar and talk about like sports. And it's just like, this is just fun. And he loves to do it and we love to have him. So we'll just do it before the blue season. My brother, oddly enough, he's just he'll say some interesting shit, but like when we went to Warped Tour and we did a little post Warped Tour recap with him. Nice. And I was just like, well, it's just fun. Like we've had episodes where it's just the two of us, recently. We've done it a few times.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's just hard to get guests.
Right.
We're, we're not as organized as you are with booking. So sometimes, you know, we'll book someone, we'll kind of just be like, oh, we'll book someone this week, or we'll book, and then it just doesn't happen, or someone cancels, and then we're like, well, fuck, we don't have anything booked. We don't have anything like in the can. So we just sit and talk for 45 minutes to an hour, and then that's an episode.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple we've done that are just sitting there. We yep. just have never released because we just recorded us, like, just the two of us, and then we never had to use it or something right. like that. So,
yeah. I was thinking a couple stories came to mind earlier when you were talking about Colts and all that road trip and all that. Because we just recently went to Indiana for a wedding over there, maybe a year ago now. But while we were there, we had the wedding. I think we went in Friday for rehearsal, wedding on Saturday, and we were heading home on Sunday. And we're like, hey, the Colts are in town. They were, it was the day they dedicated the Peyton Manning statue outside.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it was a big deal, for all that. And like, so we ended up scoring some tickets. Somebody said the idea, like, hey, we're going to go to the Colts game. And we're like, all right, let's go. Like, so we found some, tickets up on, whatever, you know, StubHub or whatever it was. And we ended up at the game and yeah, we got to see the statue that day, and we got to, you know, the stadium's beautiful, man. It was awesome.
Oh, like, man. Lucas Oil Stadium yeah. is
compared to the dome.
Yeah.
yeah. God,
it was so cool. Like, yeah. and especially like they had it all opened up on the in there and stuff. And like, so yeah. it was like really a neat experience to be over there, especially because like, they had like, they invited like everybody back, as they were doing all that dedication yeah. oh, and stuff. Yeah. So Peyton was there and Marvin Harrison and,
sure.
What's, the tight end, I can know his name now.
I'm blanking.
I don't know. Anyway, was it Jeff Saturday, the center and stuff?
Oh yeah. Like
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, a bunch, Clark, is that yep. the tight end, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Clark.
Anyway, bunch of the old guys from the when Peyton was there and
yeah,
stuff.
Right.
A bunch of them came back and awesome. So it was really a cool thing to like to see him. And then like Peyton like threw a pass to like I think it was either Marvin or Reggie Wayne or something. One of those two guys. And like anyway, that's so awesome. It was just kind of fun to like be a part of all that. Anyway, but
just a convenient sure. weekend to be
yeah, exactly.
in there. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Get to see that.
It was a nice spur of the moment kind of thing. And, yeah. And we got to like, they, one of the giveaways was like these little towels, cut like Peyton Manning jerseys or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So we got that. And,
nice.
So it was cool. It's a good time up there. But anyway, I was also thinking of a time I went to Nashville with two of my buddies, for a rock and roll show. It was Rival Sons and Tyler Bryan and the Shakedown. And I had the idea, I'm like, you know, we'll give a shot. Like, I'm going to bring my mic because it was, and it was Gabe and Wade. And Wade plays a lot. Both of them are artists, but Wade brought his guitar. And I was like, this could be fun. Like, we'll see what happens. Yeah. But I set the mic up with my particular mic. It picks up a lot of, like, you know, you guys talking about the dog sounds.
And yeah.
All and, but when you're doing 80 down the highway, trying to record, like picked up a lot of highway noise and, yeah, and it was so, I never aired it, but it was just fun to like record that moment. Cause like, we're just having a great conversation, three dudes driving down the highway and stuff. And,
yep.
and, I mean, nobody else probably would find it entertaining, but I had a good time with it, but
sure.
Hell yeah.
So
we almost did that with my brother. Cause we went to Evansville, Indiana to go to a little golf tournament. It's like
The web.com.
The web.com tour, which is yeah. the tour before it's the minor leagues of the PGA tour, basically. For those who have never heard of the web.com tour. So we thought about like bringing the mics and doing it, but I was like, no, we won't do that. We'll just have fun on a trip and then we'll recap it when we get back. We honestly should have recapped it like the second we got back because we got together like 3 or 4 days later and completely forgot like half the shit we did. we didn't have the same like emotion. We were a little bit, you know, we were a few days removed from the trip. We didn't have the exact timeline down. And it was just like, maybe we should have like actually documented the trip as it was happening because we thought it would be kind of fun
right.
to kind of document it. I mean, a lot of stuff went down that you know, a lot of things were said. Didn't need to be said on mic. But that's, I don't know, early on, that was like the hardest thing about getting used to podcasting. And not that I'm here to hide my life or just be a different person on mic, but, you know, sometimes it's like, you don't need to say that. Or, you know, leave some of the details out, or, hey, like, you're on microphone and remember that. Mm-hmm. And we had an episode with our friends that they were so uncomfortable with, like, it being released because, like, they said, like, one story. And it was just like, okay, we just won't release it then, I guess. It was just like,
what? Okay. Well, that's the nice thing. It was all digital. It's not live. You can always cut whatever. That's the nice thing about it, too. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's a little bit more relaxed than going on, like, the radio and stuff, too, where, you know, yeah, people are going to hear it, but it's not like people are hearing it right now live. So, like, we have the potential to, you know, clean it up and stuff if we have to.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's, yeah. And what I say with our podcast, it's like, this isn't Joe Rogan. Like, you're not going to have a Twitter storm of people tweeting at you that you did this one thing. It's not like anyone's saying anything bad, but I think people that aren't in the podcasting, like, world or have never been interviewed, they get so, like, nervous around the microphones. Yeah. Like my brother, he was so afraid to do the podcast early on because he's like, I don't want to be, I want to say something stupid or be recorded. And I'm like, dude, this, it's just a fun podcast. You're not gonna say anything stupid. Just don't be an idiot. Like, don't be this guy you're not and try to be like, you know, an asshole and start saying stupid stuff. Like, this isn't radio. It is a podcast. You can curse. You can do this. You know, I wouldn't, not that I hate it on radio. I think radio is fine, but I would never want to be constricted to like what radio is.
Right.
So have you thought about doing radio?
I mean, the idea's definitely been there, and people have talked about, you know, hey, you should do this or whatever. I'm like, I don't know. I like doing my own thing. I like, especially for my crazy lifestyle, like, I like being able to record whenever, wherever kind of thing. Like, I don't, you know, I don't have to get to the studio at a certain time every week and things. So there's definitely a lot of pros and cons to both sides of it. But for me, this works out a lot better than trying to do a typical radio show and stuff. So.
Can't even say one of the words in our title can't even be said on radio.
Right.
I don't think. Can you say shit on radio?
No.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
It'll always like say ish or something like that.
Right. Shooting the dog ish.
Yeah. That's what it would be.
Yeah. And the thing, we talked about this with Tina, because Tina D-Ball, who we had just had on recently, one of my favorite episodes we've ever done. So listen to that if you haven't. But her podcast is called Where'd You Fuck Up? And our podcast should also, if you're going to search for our podcast in like your podcast app, you have to put, we've had to put the exclamation point in shit to get on iTunes. So iTunes, they're like the only app that was like, no, like, you got to have the clean title. And we're like, well, how do we do that? So we did the exclamation point. So you have to go now in and shoot the dog shit with an exclamation point, which is kind of a extra hassle, I guess.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if I'd put the shit part in there, but I found it pretty.
Shooting the dog probably works.
Right.
There's probably not a lot of podcasts that start with shooting the dog.
Right.
So I think DAWG.
I found it pretty easy. So cool. Shouldn't be too difficult. But yeah.
Shouldn't be. Yeah. But you'd be surprised, you know, with some people. I guess some people don't even know how to like download a podcast app. But if you know how to download the podcast app and listen to other podcasts, it shouldn't be too hard. But they completely went off the rails and did Where'd You Bless Up.
All right.
So, you know, cause, I mean, Where'd You Fuck? You can try to make that into something, but Bless was kind of fun to do. But
it's just funny that it's the complete opposite. End of, so.
Yeah.
That's the struggles of our title. And every once in a while, we'll say, like, someone be like, well, you just changed the title. And I'm like, I just love it so much.
Yep. Yeah. Nope. We are what we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do it now. Maybe, sure. I guess, like Nerdist rebranded.
Yeah. ID10T.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
Sure.
Comedy Bang Bang used to be called Comedy Death Ray, but they changed their names before anyone even knew what a podcast was. Yeah. So that didn't really. But like the Nerdist thing, I mean, that was a huge podcast, a big network. And then they all of a sudden changed their name of the podcast. It's just like, well.
Was Chris Hardwick still?
This was a pre-allegation Chris Hardwick.
Pre-allegation Chris Hardwick? Okay.
I think, because he lost the network or something. I don't exactly remember.
They cut him off, man.
Yeah, but then he got all his jobs back.
Did he?
I didn't know that. Yeah, because he had like The Wall, that show.
Yeah.
Like LeBron James. Was he a host? He was host of that. And then he had The Walking Dead, I guess.
Talking Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right. No. Oh, my God. I said it. I even emphasized it.
He's like the main zombie in The Walking Dead, yeah. but he also has a Talking Dead. So.
Yeah, he just peeks his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the Talking Dead, but
yeah.
Either way, this was like a couple years ago. So
right.
I think that he rebranded or maybe a year ago, he rebranded the podcast.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then whatever happens.
Right. But. I don't know. I was thinking, I did want to ask you guys a couple of things because I know I've been listening for a little while now. I don't know, Zach, I guess we became friendly through social media first.
Started
seeing some Instagram likes and all that stuff, and that's what's fun because like even one of the there's a band Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals that's the same way how we got introduced. They started liking my stuff on Instagram, and I'm like, who are these guys? And what's going, so and I started listening, and I love their music, and that's what we happened with the show too. I started listening to the podcast, and I was really enjoying what you guys are doing, and I thought it'd be fun. I've been doing a lot of these like Anything But Credible podcast and PC Bombcast and Cerebral Entertainment podcast and like a bunch of the guys I've become friendly with around St. Louis and stuff. And like, so it's been fun to do like crossover episodes and getting to meet other people that are doing cool stuff in town. So
yeah, dude, we appreciate that. Instagram, we love Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm big advocate of the Instagram. Our Twitter leaves a little to be desired. Facebook is basically just me sharing the Instagram posts.
Yeah.
But we've talked to a few other like people on there, and that's kind of how we've gotten a few guests. It's just like it's so easy to do stuff on Instagram. I think it's fun. I like the pictures, and you can like people's stuff, and you know. There are people out there that are kind of just like mass following people and then they like mass unfollow.
Yeah, there's a lot of bots on there too.
Bots.
Yeah.
We were literally talking about bots on an episode once. And then after the episode, we had a message from a bot or it wasn't even a bot. It was like some account that'll get you, if you pay a certain amount of money, they'll give you a certain amount of listens on Spotify.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
well, that was funny the day you added me on Facebook. We are both dealing with the same bot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You added me on Facebook, and then like a half hour later, I get a message from this bot, and I go to the account. You're the only mutual friend. What's this guy doing to me? What's going on here? I'm blaming you immediately. Like, something's going on here.
David Shane.
Yeah.
Leading me to
bots. That's why I messaged you, because we had a mutual friend. And once I got a message from him, I was like, no, this is...
Is this person legit?
Yeah. I mean, I'll add people and then immediately like, nope, I'm done. Like, it's like I realized like it was a bad decision. So
yeah, he'll go in and block, or he was going in and blocking some of like the bots.
Cause
it's like, it's great to have more follows, I guess. But like at what cost?
Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna, you're not going to like my stuff.
Yeah.
If anything, you're just gonna like repost it under your Instagram. Like, I don't know or they're just really not even probably looking at their account anymore. But
I was gonna say, I've been listening, and I know you guys talk a lot about hockey.
We do,
mostly you guys playing,
but
blue season's ramping up, so we'll talk about that a little bit.
So, more, you guys are also big fans of just watching hockey and stuff.
Oh, yeah, if it's hockey, I'm in,
yeah,
in any sense of the word, I'm there,
yeah. We play, currently playing roller hockey, and then we're going to be playing ice hockey here soon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or real hockey, as we call it.
But, yeah, real hockey.
I'm excited to get back out there.
A buddy of mine wrote the other day on Facebook, something like, I haven't played hockey in about 15, or hadn't played hockey in about 15 years, and it was his first time. He's like, I'm going to pay for it in the morning or some kind of thing like that. And I was like, yeah, I haven't played hockey in about 25 years, and the last time I played was probably with you and and your brothers, we used to play like street hockey.
You played street hockey growing up?
They played. I was the goalie because I was the biggest kid. Put me in the net and block everything. So
yeah.
But I want to ask you guys, being hockey fans, currently in the news, came out yesterday, the new Flyers mascot.
I did see that. Man,
that is that's interesting.
Yeah.
What was his name again?
Gritty or something.
Gritty. Like that,
or,
it's yeah. Gritty.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah. He looks. I saw a funny meme after that came out. You know the mascot for the Canadiens. He used to be like the Montreal Expos mascot when they were a team. It's like Yuppie or
Yuppie
or something like that. And it says, "This is your brain. This is your brain healthy." And it's Yuppie, and then it's, "This is your brain on drugs, Gritty." And they look so similar, but Gritty is just, yeah, he's like cracked out or something.
I thought I saw like Roberto Luongo, who's a goalie for the Florida Panthers. I thought I saw him post something fun today about the mascot. Like maybe he had like a nightmare about it or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like obsessed with it yesterday. Like I started, me and my buddies started, we have like a big group chat, and all of us were like, you know, just sending stuff to each other all day about it. And I mean, I don't follow hockey at all, but like that was like very, very interesting to me. And like,
yeah,
it's some nightmare fuel right there. But he has his own Twitter now. And I don't know if it's actually operated by the club or not, or if it's just somebody else running. But they played, I guess they played the Penguins yesterday or something.
Yeah.
So they were like, Gritty was like, "Sleep with one eye open, Penguins," or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the Penguins replied back like, "LOL, okay."
Yeah,
like,
I saw that. So,
was like, I just love that they were like actually going back and forth.
That's funny.
And then the other one that cracked me up, talking about memes and stuff, somebody edited a picture from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. With Jack Nicholson, where like the axe through the through the wall, door and all that stuff, and but it was Gritty on the wall and stuff, and it was a good one.
I have a love hate with social media.
Have you seen that?
Oh my, yeah,
it's even creepier in black and white.
It is actually creepier in black. See, these poor kids that are going to the game are going to have legit nightmares.
Right.
Like the Blues mascot's Louie, this like big friendly bear.
Yeah.
It's just like fun thing.
I think one of my favorite things about mascots and sports though is like, all right, when you get something like Gritty coming around, like, yeah, the first day it's going to be like, what? Like, what's going on? This is awesome. This is crazy. We don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know. But then you have the people who like actually get real about the mascots, and they're like Philadelphia Flyers fans will be like, "I hate this mascot. I don't want this to be my mascot. I don't want to support the team now."
Yeah. Blah, 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 not blah. My mascot.
And yeah, not my mascot. And they get so up in arms about a mascot. It's like, come on, man.
Sure.
It just blows my mind.
It's just like a thing that represents your team.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Maybe on social media more than anything else.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just always fun for me.
I'm interested to see. I don't know. Because I can't imagine. I don't know. I would like to see the conversations that happened, that who approved that, like how many people had to say, yeah, that's a good idea. Like, you know, it's like
that creep kids out.
Yeah.
Nah.
That look good. What was their old mascot? I don't even remember.
I don't think they had one.
That's the thing.
Really?
It's like, what is a flyer?
It's gotta be something with the city's history. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, ours is a big bear.
Right.
Like, you know, Louis the, you know, big bear or whatever the fuck. Like, it's, you know, it's not like a blue whatever, you know, it's just a blue
just
bear.
A blue bear.
Right.
So. Bear in the big blue house.
I mean, the Cardinals is so, it's Fred Bird. Like, sure. It'll never not be Fred Bird.
Right.
And as long as the Cardinals are in St. Louis, it's going to be Fred Bird.
Yep.
But I guess some things are very hard to mascot.
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think you mentioned Expos, right? Or or something.
When the Expos were a team, the baseball team, they had, I think it's Yuppie or Yuppie. I forget what it's pronounced. But when they went under, then that mascot just went to the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, we're just going to jump sports.
Right.
Didn't follow him to Washington.
That was kind of funny, yeah.
With the Nationals.
Yeah.
It's a fun little thing.
For sure.
I don't know if the Rams had a
They did.
Did they have a mask?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, it was a ram.
I guess. It was just a ram. Yeah.
Should have been like a beer. That's what everyone cared about. The fucking beer? Rams games.
Oh, yeah.
A beer. Or just like Sam Bradford being injured.
All right. Another thing I picked up on listening to your guys' show is you guys have been involved with improv classes, right?
I have.
He has.
Yeah, I'm taking.
I didn't commit.
Yeah, it's no. A commitment. I'm taking level one now at the improv shop.
Well, that's something I've been thinking about a lot. Like, just as a podcast host, like I'm not interested in. Like I was telling you guys earlier in my episode with you guys that I was hanging out at the Funny Bone a lot, and like that's like the biggest thing. Is like people are always like, "Oh, you're hanging out at the comedy club. You must want to do comedy." And I'm like, nope, just a big fan. Like I just have no desire to get up there. Like I think I'm a funny guy. Like I think I could write like sitcom kind of stuff. Like I think I could but I don't think I would ever be able to perform like be a stand-up comedian. I mean, maybe if I actually applied myself, but like I really have no interest in doing that.
Yeah.
But I think like as far as improv though, I think it would be good for me to like do something like that as a podcast host. It's been something I think about a lot.
Oh, sure.
Like just to have that muscle, you know, having that, be able to just riff with everybody, you know, having just another tool in the belt kind of thing.
Personally for me, and I'll be candid. I'm taking level one now. I'm not going to immediately move on to level two. Most of my class probably is, in terms of time and money, it's a lot of time and money. Now I'm buying a house, so now I've got that going for me. But we'll be doing ice hockey, which is not cheap. Improv's not honestly cheap. Like you got to really want to do it. It's a couple $100 a session. But I've gotten a lot out of level one. I may take level two eventually, but if nothing else, I will advocate this for you or anyone else who's interested in taking level one. I'll be their spokesperson, advocate here. It's got me out of my comfort zone. And the podcast itself also does. Because, I mean, I don't know how your first few episodes of doing it, but you're meeting people you've never, like, you've only talked to on the internet.
Right.
And you're just like, hope it goes well. Hope I'm not a weirdo to them. Like, I get those. I still even get, like, sometimes, like, if I'm, depending on who we're maybe seeing, I'll get, like, the butterflies before we do it. But it's, like, less and less with the improv because, honestly, you're just, you're asked to go, bam, go do something, you know, go do this, like, you know, scene. And then you have to come up with something off the top of your head, make a few minutes out of it, make it maybe funny if you want, but they tell you not to make it, like, you don't have to force funny. It's just super out of the comfort zone. You're standing on stage, you're with people you've never met in your life, and you're making scenes with them. And it's just like, and then even like the drills or practice that we do, besides just doing like, you know, scenes together, it just gets you out of comfort zone and gets your creativity going, I guess. So
yeah,
if nothing else, I think level one's a very good, tool to use. If you've just been thinking about it again, it definitely gets you out of the comfort zone.
Right. You were talking to Tina about, you guys both did your first open mic or what? Chris took you out to?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did. Mic. We did one a few months ago. I'll speak on my half. I honestly think I forced it. I think it was kind of like almost like with what you go to all these shows and then everyone thinks, you must want to do this. And like, I was like, yeah, maybe I do. Like I've thought about it. And so like I went up and I just was bad. I got off stage and I was like, that was okay. Like that wasn't that much fun. And I didn't do great, but at the same time, like I didn't have like much going for me in terms of like, I got to get back up there. And I think for the most part, I just wanted to like see what it was all about.
Sure.
Definitely was out of the comfort zone. Holy crap.
Right.
It looks a lot easier from the audience.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And that night I was in the audience just looking and it looked not too bad. And then I got on the stage and the lights were in front of me and I was like,
just go blank.
He had a different experience than I did.
I loved it.
You should have gone back.
I'm going to go back.
Okay.
I wrote,
you wrote
last night. I wrote
proud
more.
Of you.
Which has been my biggest hurdle because, writing jokes is a commitment, and especially like what I have, I have no clue if it's good. Right. And now I have to convince myself to go back on stage and hope it's good.
But it's not, by the way.
Yeah, it's probably not.
But you can make some out of it. It's material.
Sure.
But yeah, I loved the feeling. I got a few people laughing at one of my jokes, and that just made me feel amazing. Which is pretty cool.
He went first, so. And then I went on stage second. And when we left the and then he got to come back on, and we talked about the podcast for a few minutes, and then we left. And when we were leaving, Jordan was shaking. Like, he was actually he was shaking. He was all, and I was just like,
I was just amped up.
I was just ready to go home. I was like, I'm tired. I want to go home. Like,
dude, so. I didn't want to get off the stage. When my set was done, the host of the open mic, Chad Wallace, says to me, "Hey man, you can stay right here, wait for your buddy to get done, and then you guys together can talk about the podcast to everyone out there," which is a really cool thing that he let us do. I love that he did that.
Oh yeah.
But when he told me, you know, you can stand right over here and wait for your buddy, I took that as me just stay out on the stage. And that was really awkward. Chris ended up racing back, and then he's like, "Dude, get off the stage. Like, you're giving me anxiety. What are you doing? This is his time. Come on."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, man. I don't know what to think right now."
Chris really helped. I mean, we'd gotten it was a bit of an ultimatum when we talked to Joe Kilgallen on our podcast about it, and he gave us 1 month, and then a week or two in, we were talking with, we had Chris on the podcast, and we were telling him about the ultimatum, and then Chris was like, "Go up tonight."
Right. Yeah, there's like an open mic in town like every night of the week, man. Like,
yeah, there really is.
They're all over
Heavy
the place.
Heavy Anchor, Mondays. Yeah. Tuesday's Funny Bone, Wednesday's
Wild Card Comedy
at the Crow's Nest, Thursday's Helium, and also Monday's Improv Shop. So, see, I know all this shit. I'm not even, but I mean, same with you. I mean, we talk to comedians trying to be involved in the local scene.
Right.
I mean, there are really shows every night. And the open mics, I should really go to more just to go. I mean, have you done one? Ever?
I've never. Okay. I mean, I've been in the audience, but
yeah. But you've never like just gone up and
no, okay. Never. Yeah,
it's if you're not prepared to do it, it's pretty fucking hard.
Yeah,
it's hard to come up with 4 minutes.
Sure,
because it just goes by so slow.
I was just listening to the Crab Feast today at work. I was telling you guys, I was a big fan of that show.
Yeah.
And they had Barry Katz on. I don't know, you guys.
Yeah.
Man, like it was really great. Like he's I don't know if you guys have got to listen much of him on either his podcast or as a guest, but like
he's an interesting. Yeah. Isn't he an agent or manager?
Yeah, he's like managed. Like,
Yeah.
He was telling stories about like he managed Dane Cook at the time when Dane Cook was like superstar, and like. He was telling about how he sold out two shows at Madison Square Garden one weekend and two shows at Boston, whatever. So like 80,000 people.
Yeah.
2 weekends in a row. And like, I mean, it's just like, that's nuts to think about, like for a comedy show. It's like for one guy, you know, it's like pretty wild. But anyway, like he had some really great stories, but he was talking about his experience, like, he went up and did comedy and like for the first time when he was a kid. And like he said, he did like he recited as like a paid homage to Bob Newhart. Like he did like his whole bit from Bob Newhart. And he's like, it was like at a school talent show as 16 years old. And he's like, and it just crushed. And he's like, so he thought he was like good at comedy then or something. You know? So, like, yeah. So he said he went back the second time and went to some open mic thing or whatever it was. And he did the same thing and it just crushed again. And they're like, and he's like, said, the one of the guy that was like hosting the open mic, he was like, "You got to come back again next week. You got to do this, you know, whatever." And he's like, and he's like, "But next time, don't tell anybody that it's, you know, don't tell them it's somebody else's joke. Just do it." And like, and that's when he realized, like, I can't do this. Like, I have to go actually write original material.
Yeah. So right.
When actually wrote, but like, I feel like that's how I would be if I go up to an open mic. Like, I just have so many, like, Mitch Hedberg jokes and Brian Regan jokes and everybody else's jokes would start coming out for me. It's hard for, and same thing with music. Like I have a bucket list kind of thing to like write my own song and have somebody record it or something. But every time I sit down to put pen to paper, it's, everybody else's lyrics start coming out and stuff. Yeah. So it's hard for me to like shut that off because I'm such a fan of all that stuff to like to actually come up with original stuff for me. So
yeah,
I'm not saying it's never going to happen, but for I just hasn't happened yet. So
yeah, I think for me, for the stand up, it's probably not going to happen at least soon, anytime remotely soon. I'd like to put, if I was going to do it, I would want to put time. I don't have the drive to put the time in mm-hmm. now at this point. And I mean, sure. You know, as good, you should know as good as I do living out, because you live out further west than I do. Open mics aren't that close sure. out here. All the open mics are in the city.
We did have one.
And they're all like
St. Charles for a 10:30
while. 10:30 at night.
I don't think they're doing it. I think it's on hold for them for now. But yeah, most of them are towards the city and stuff mm-hmm. for sure.
They're so late.
Yeah. They're
very late. And I'm a very, I like to go, I go to bed like 10 or 11 every night. And that's when like open mics are starting.
Yeah.
And they're starting 35, 40 minutes from my house, or maybe 30 minutes from my house.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
No bueno for Eric. maybe one day I'll actually.
Yeah.
But I mean, I always tell Jordan, you had one good joke. I had zero good jokes. You had at least one good joke. Although he only went out and said one joke. Or he said his one good joke, another joke that didn't hit. He was up there for like a minute and a half or 2 minutes, and that was it. And like you get 4 minutes. There were some people that were like going 5 or 6 minutes, and they were totally ignoring because he'd kind of get flash the phone when you were at a minute left.
Right.
We didn't get to see that flash.
No. No.
We did not hit 3 minutes.
He wasn't ready for me, man. I said, all right, that's all I got. And he's like, no. It's like, no, you got more than that.
We didn't prepare anything.
I promise.
We weren't prepared at all. We just, like, I wrote, like, a joke, like, while I was in the audience. And it wasn't,
yeah.
It wasn't someone else's joke. It was, like, a thing I was thinking about. I was like, yeah, I'll make that a bit. And I go up there, and it was the first joke I decided to tell. And I'm staring at these lights. I can't see anything. And I'm just like, fuck. I'm standing there on the stage. I have the mic. I know, you know, you're the only thing going on right now in the room. And it's just like,
right.
I forgot the joke already. And I didn't even have it written.
Yeah.
And I forgot mm-hmm. it.
So. I'd probably be more storytelling, you know, like,
yeah.
I think that'd probably be where I'd be more of a comedian like that. I don't think I could ever write one liners like Hedberg right. or something like yeah. that. Just,
well, I know they do the, Angel Smith does a storytelling show once a month, yeah. All the mm-hmm. Feels.
Sure.
I think she'll let non-comedians do it if you ever have a story you're interested in telling. I've yeah. always thought about like.
Well, there's a Sorry, Please Continue also.
Sorry, Please Continue. I guess I don't. Yeah. I don't remember who does that, but.
Jeremy Helwig.
Jeremy Helwig. And, yeah.
Kenny Kynes still a part of it, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they do that. Is it once mm-hmm. a month as well?
Yeah.
Is that one where he like, does he like heckle you while you're doing it or something? Or he like gives commentary?
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, they like chime in on your story. And then like, sorry, please continue. That's the whole, that's the whole premise.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
So you could go back to telling the rest of your story after they tell some jokes about whatever you're talking about or whatever it is. So
that's fun. I like the idea of that. I think all the feels when we talked to Angela Smith, we had her on, she was one of our early like people we didn't know. And so we talked about that, and that one is like, it can be comedy, but it can also be like kind of mm-hmm. serious and get deep. So the storytelling is very different, you know, and I love comedy. I love the storytellers, the Tom Segura's
mm-hmm.
Of the world, but I also love like Dan Mintz. I don't know if you know Dan Mintz. It's all like one line jokes that are just like
still recording.
We're good.
All right.
That was close. Cat walking across the keyboard.
But yeah, so like
keyboard cat.
Dan Mintz, who plays the voice of Tina on Bob's Burgers, for anyone who's a Bob's Burgers fan.
Drink two at home if you're
drink two. But he just has kind of like one line like hilarious stuff. And it's I love it all. I love that. I love it all.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe one day I'll get out there and actually try to do something. I do think I do love that like we have so many options just locally here. Like that we have late night TV show things starting back up.
Oh yeah, the improv shop.
Yeah, and we have like you know, so many different shows, so many open mics. We have a lot of different options as far as, you know, even if you just want to write and stuff, you can be involved in these different sketches and different things. And so there's so many options for comedy, whether you know, either performing or writing or whatever it is. So there's a huge community building for sure between the clubs and the improv shop and everything else. So
I love it.
Yeah. So it's exciting times for St. Louis and our arts community we have here. And, you know, so I'm just trying to, just like you guys, I'm just trying to document as much of it as I can and have a good time doing it. And I love meeting all these guys and girls and getting to share their stories and stuff. And so,
I mean, that we love, I love to support the folks doing it and just talk to them. I mean, these are people I would not normally sit down and kind of have a hour long conversation with. And I think it's just fun. It's just fun to talk. Sure. And they're doing great stuff. I love going to the shows. There are so many shows. There's always a show. Always a show everywhere. Improv Shop, I think, has shows like literally every night.
Yeah.
If you want to go to there. And then they have two rooms, like the side stage and then the main stage. Like, and even if you're just the Helium and the Funny Bone, they, normally there would be one or two local comedians going up every weekend there too. Just do it like for your, so even if you're just going to see the, the headliners at the Funny Bone Helium, which I go see a lot of, they get the local people involved too, and it's fun. And then you get to see them, and then you go see them on the local shows, and then it's just like a fun time.
Sure. So. Do you guys remember your first comedy shows? Like what you...
Oh, yeah. Me and my wife have a documented list of every comedy show we've been to in terms of...
Is that what we're talking? First one we attended?
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug Benson.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Firebird.
That's a good
first one I've been to.
It was good. I saw Eric Griffin... at my school. He did. I went to Missouri S&T or Rolla, hour and a half west of St. Louis. And then he just did like a show there and like one of
them,
some student center or whatever. And it was just like, damn, that was so much fun. And then we went to the Laugh Factory in Chicago and saw a show kind of, that was I think probably the second show we went to. And it's just like, holy shit, these are like awesome stuff. So I always forget that before I was 21, you couldn't really go to the clubs.
Sure.
A lot of the clubs, I think you can go in at 18, but
yeah, I think
two drink minimums.
I was trying to think about it the other day, like, and I don't know for sure which one was first, but like a few years back, like I think it was like, 18 or 19, whatever. I don't think we weren't old enough to drink, but they allowed us in. But we used to go over to the Fairview Heights, Funny Bone, when it was still there. Okay. I mean, and this is going back, like I said. So, I mean, I'm 33, so that's
15 years,
Something like that.
Okay,
somewhere in that area. I mean, I don't know when the Fairview Heights Funny Bone closed up, but anyway, I do recall some buddies going over there, Josh Sneed was one of us all.
Okay,
early on over there. And I saw Mitch Fatel over there. I was watching Comedy Central all the time. So it was like, I would see it on there. And then it was like, finally, it's cool to start being able to actually go to see these guys live and stuff in the clubs. And
it's, there's nothing like live comedy, in my opinion.
No,
because it's almost ruined watching like these hour specials. I still like watching them, but you watch them and you're like, man, that's not even close to as good as just like going and seeing. Anyone do comedy, even if you've never heard of the comedian before. Like sometimes, the Funny Bone or Helium will give free tickets away for the weekend. We always jump on it. We're like, if I'm not doing anything, it's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Even if I've never heard of the comedian, they're probably funny for the most part. And like you go and you just, a few times we've seen these people, it's just like, this is a steal. And even like the local comedians, we went and saw one of the rounds at the Helium St. Louis Funniest. And it's just like, it wasn't even like the finals. It was like the semis. It was like, holy shit. Like I was laughing the whole thing. These are funny.
Sure.
Like, and these, I mean, they're St. Louis's best, but it's just like most people think, oh, St. Louis is best. St. Louis, they're not a comedy town. They're, they're not New York, LA, but it's like, I mean, yeah, we're not, but pretty good.
Oh yeah.
We're freaking good.
We got a great thing going. I was thinking also when you mentioned, Eric performing at your school, there was I was at SIUE and they had Steve Byrne come in over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I messaged him. I was like, hey, is this open to public or what's the deal? It was like a family weekend thing, you know.
Home. Okay.
School was just getting back in session. Then all the family was invited up back to the school and stuff and all that. And she's like, the lady messed me back and she's like, yeah, it's open to the public. And I'm like, cool, I'm going there then. It was a free show. And I was like, yeah, awesome. I'll go see Steve Byrne for free.
For sure. Yeah. And no drink minimums.
Yeah. So they had, Derek Hughes, is a magician comedian, opened up the show. Nice. And he had since went on America's Got Talent and did really well there. Like a year, maybe two ago, something like that, and did pretty well. But like, I met him that night and he was hilarious, and very good magician too. And but anyway, so they came on the stage, the events coordinator or whatever, and they were like, okay, the magician part of the show was for the family stuff. fair warning, if you're easily offended or anything else, you may want to head on out now. Nobody moved. Nobody, but there was like, it was, a lot of little brothers and sisters and everything else.
Was this in like the gymnasium?
Just a big auditorium kind of
auditorium
thing.
Auditorium, okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. It wasn't like, it wasn't like the arena or something like that, but it was like it was a nice size room and it was probably a couple hundred people in there.
Okay.
And, so Steve comes on and, immediately like notices there like children in the front row and trying to censor himself, do some cleaner material. And then he realized, well, I'm doing my show. Like,
yeah, right.
And so he did some joke and it wasn't like a great joke, but it did the job. It got the point of, like, he did some kind of, something about ejaculating in a girl's eye or something like that, whatever. And like, it was definitely like, you watched everybody like get up and grab their kids and like walk out. And like, I laughed harder at that than the joke. Cause I was like, this is just so funny. Like that,
that's epic.
But it was rude, it was like, they gave you they told you, hey, time to take the kids out here. Like,
yeah,
there's a comedy show going on for the adults. And, that Steve's doing his show and he did a bit for a while, where he would like go through the audience and like put together a boy band kind of thing. Huh. And he walked over towards us, me and my two buddies were at the show together, and he gets close to us and I was like, either he's picking Will or he's picking me. Like, I knew, just had a feeling that Will was like dressed in like a white button down, like, and had a nice hat on, and like he looked like he could be in a boy band.
Okay.
And then I was like, either he's going to pick me just because I stand out in a crowd. Like. And so he gets over there and he picks me, goes, and he's joking about my big head. And he's like, he's walking in front of me up to the stage. And he's like, I feel like I'm pulling a Macy Day float. and I'm like, I get up there and we did some kind of like, dance moves and different stuff or whatever. Fun. But it was just a lot of fun to be a part of that whole experience meet Steve and everything. But that's like the only time I've been on a comedy stage. Being a part of a sausage party is the name of the boy band.
He's fun. I saw him at the Helium when he was there, a year ago.
I saw him also at Funny Bone when he did, it was the Sullivan and Sons comedy tour with Owen Benjamin, Ahmed Ahmed, and Roy Woods Jr. Yeah.
Did that tour, and like, I've heard that they did the tour, and as they were doing the tour, they just had heard that it was canceled, the show.
That could be
like that. That's what I'd heard on a podcast somewhere.
But it was,
I don't know if it was Steve Byrne or Roy Wood Jr. that was just like, yeah, right. They told us, we got this tour together, we did this big tour, and then, as we're doing the tour, we found out that the show was canceled.
Right.
It was just like, shit.
Yeah, that sucks.
Where was that at? Were they like at a club?
It was Funny Bone. Yeah. It was like a Thursday or something, like off night. That's like awesome. They rolled through, did one night only, but like to see four headliner killer comedians in the Funny Bone was like, it was a good night for sure. So
me and my wife recently went to LA. We talked about this a little bit on the podcast, but we had we got to go to like, we went to five shows, and it's just like, I mean, headlining murder comedians just back to back to back to back to back. And it's just like, I love this town.
Yeah.
For that reason, I love that.
I see a lot of them like on Instagram or whatever and Facebook, and they'll post like the open mic list, and like, and I'm like, man, to be in that room like right now, like that'd be awesome.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was a crazy time.
Right.
But it was expensive.
And you never like, I follow Carmen now, Morales. She opened up for Brad Williams, and she's been, and she posted something the other night, like, at the Comedy Store or whatever. And then like, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle just both jumped up at the end of the night, and it's like 3 a.m. and they like get on the mic and stuff. And it's like, only, you know, only happens there. It's like, it's pretty, pretty crazy, but it'd be a lot of fun to be a part of that.
Like, it was fun.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in LA.
No, I don't think I could do that.
I can't cut it there.
Yeah.
I'm a Midwest guy.
All right. Well, you can get involved with everything, Shooting the Dog Shit podcast on what we got, Facebook and Instagram, we said.
Yeah, we're on Twitter.
Yeah.
I went on a Twitter rampage a couple of days ago and just made a few random tweets just to see what would go down.
I think I'm just going to change our Twitter bio to check out our Insta.
That was why I tweeted. That's why I tweeted.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm part of that page. I didn't even see it.
I tweeted like, check out our Instagram. And then I was like, shit, this post probably just got buried because I told you to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then I was being weird. I don't know what was going on with that. But Twitter, I don't do much on because you kind of have to either come up with a bunch of creative fun stuff on there or just...
Yeah,
just post your stuff there every week.
I plug the show there every time, but like I get zero activity on there. But I'm like,
it's hard to get. Yeah,
maybe somebody will see it. I don't know.
I should be doing it more often because it's a lot easier for people that are on the show to retweet.
Mm-hmm.
It is impossible to repost on Instagram. You have to have like another app or something, right? You have to have some other thing to repost.
Yeah, I've seen people do it. I don't know how
to do a true repost on Instagram. So, but I love Instagram. Find us on there. We post. We should be posting more often than we do, but we'll always post like a picture with the guest and other fun stuff.
Yeah, and click subscribe wherever you're listening to this. You should be able to find Shooting the Dog Shit podcast. Yeah,
unless you're on Spotify, in which case I'm. We'll get there.
We're figuring it out.
All right,
we'll get there.
Yeah,
I don't know. We always just we're not there, but there's other apps.
Right.
There's a lot of apps. Oh, yeah. I think we're on every other app. I'm pretty sure.
Yep. Well, I thank you guys so much for doing this.
Dude, thanks for having
me.
It's been a lot of fun just hanging out, shooting the dog shit.
Shooting the dog shit, man.
That's what we do.
A lot of fun, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.